Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light. To at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I will have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, I'm thankful. Yes, my brothers and sisters, thankful again, my brothers and sisters, for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing and the healing of his people. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, when we cry out, hallelujah, we must all be prepared, my brothers and sisters, to discern. We must all seek the Most High. Yes, my brothers and sisters, for even all the truth that the whole world has rejected, even for all the truth, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers of this earth have denied, you must seek that fullness of truth, my brothers and sisters, that it be Yah himself who indeed is praised and honored. For many, my brothers and sisters, are they who say hallelujah, cry out for peace. The question must be asked, have we sought, my brothers and sisters, for all that is necessary to appease the Most High, to please the Most High, to bring forth an acceptable offering unto him? Or have we rather, my brothers and sisters, just simply sought what seems wise and sufficient, the variant, differing institutions, man? Big question. Have we truly learned, my brothers and sisters, how to serve the Most High, how to honor him? Or has it been that the multitude of various institutions that men have obliged have actually instead, my brothers and sisters, been an obstacle against discerning what indeed is divine honor? We are one, my brothers and sisters, we are one. Book of Colossians says, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of this world. Get my point. Beguile you in such a way that you presume that the ways of men are the thoughts of Yah. Think about it. He said, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world and not after the Most High, not after Messiah himself. So you must be baptized in him, so you must be led by him. Oh, think about it. How can someone say that he has been purged of the world by him and still find reason to think that the ideals of this world are still true to his name. When the scriptures talk about being baptized in his name, my brothers and sisters, it means true to all that is his word. Not the misconceits, not any of the indiscriminate thoughts or ideals of another. Most High never said that he would preserve any of man's misconceits. He says that his word should not return to him void. His thoughts are not likened to the thoughts of men. His words perform all that for which he has sent it. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that what's exactly what you find written also in Romans 2:29, if a whole world be deceived. We must understand that the true people of the Most High will seek all that praises him, all that honors him. But if a whole world be deceived, Yah will still yet be true. Or dare we even begin to think that a multitude of variant expectations, beliefs, and ideas, which cannot agree, could ever be sanctioned as true in his name? Absolutely not. That's a mass illusion. I find it amazing that so many, looking at the multitude of variant denominations, whatever that exists in this world, they somehow believe, my brothers and sisters, that all these could be found true to the Most High, as if they could all be sanctioned by him, as if are not worthy, my brothers and sisters, to be among his disciples, if we can believe this multitude of contradictions are true to his name. My brothers and sisters, we make an oath in his name. It should, my brothers and sisters, be under the realization that we must seek the Most High for all that he decrees, purity and completion, offering one choice, not seeking any partiality or divisions at all, by seeking all that is his pure, perfect will. That's what he said was conversion in the first place. I want you to think about it. When the Most High used Moshe to bring his people out of the land of Egypt, that they become a people unto him, he said, "Cursed is anyone who does not confirm what is written in the book of the law to do it." Whatever is written in the book of the law to do it. He said, "Cursed is anyone who does not confirm it." Wow. That's also in the book of Galatians, and it talks about the curse. You need to understand this. The curse that is subjection under your rulers is the curse of believing, my brothers and sisters, that some manner of partiality or hypocrisy will still be found acceptable before Yah. They call it the curse of the law, but how many understand that men call their rulers their law? They call their rulers the administrators of their law. Those who, in fact, my brothers and sisters, interpreted the law for the people. But my brothers and sisters, do we not understand the Most High has always demanded of us that we seek the greater truth of the Most High beyond all that may be the misconceits of the rulers? If we see a multitude of variant beliefs and ideals, if we are not compelled in the midst of contradiction, in the midst of contentions, to seek the Most High for what is necessary that we all be healed as one true to his name, then my brothers and sisters, in calling ourselves his people, we have cursed his name instead. Truth is simply what it is. My brothers and sisters, the truth is simply what it is. The scripture says you should not take his name or swear by his name in vain. I mean, not after any standard less than all that is his own. Most High told me directly that anytime man is subject to a lesser conscience than his own, it is tribulation, it is trouble, it is not his peace. We read scriptures, my brothers and sisters, we examine them well. Scriptures tell us also, Isaiah 48 talks about his people in the last days, sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Did he say he would bring people into his kingdom? After this lack of refinement? Absolutely not, my brothers and sisters. Absolutely not. 1 Corinthians 4 and 5, the apostle Shaul said, "I know nothing in which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this." He said, "I might not be right in this. For my judge," he said, "is the Lord." What he meant by this, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah will come with a standard, then men will learn again how to praise and honor the Most High. I did not say according to a multitude of varying standards, because the multitude of varying standards are blasphemy. They dishonor, they disrespect, they irrevere the Most High, where there's no reference point, no point of definitive respect for him. And if men or brothers and sisters believe that a multitude of variant doctrines give honor to the spirit and the gift of the Most High, then my brothers and sisters, men never attain the gift. If you really believe you ask the Most High for his spirit, then an indiscriminate multitude of variant ideals might be respected by him unto his kingdom. My brothers and sisters, you never find your way into that kingdom. Remember, the scripture says, broad is the road that leads to destruction. The word for destruction in Hebrew also relates to confusion. Contradicting ideas, my brothers and sisters, fused together is not the word of Yah. Broad is the word, my brothers and sisters. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Broad is the road, my brothers and sisters, wherein are many false prophets teaching partial and perverse doctrine. That, my brothers and sisters, cause it to be that very few find the way of life. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand that it has been a multitude of false testimony. It has been the snare, crooked road of destruction. Not a covenant at all. Scripture says, few are they that find it. Those of you listening to this show on a regular basis know that I talk oftentimes about so much testimony that's in the scripture, that since your leaders won't tell you, that until you find it, until you hear it, and quite frankly, my brother says, I'm going to tell you, until you hear it here with the help of the Most High to guide you further in it. My brothers and sisters, you've not found the path. What I mean by this, if you found this testimony being spoken here, where the Most High has directly told me that I must tell you things, and men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, perverse, silence, and destroy it. If you don't find this testimony that declares so much truth that your leaders would not tell, and my brothers and sisters, it might sound arrogant for me to say this, but you've not yet found the path. That might sound like a shocking way of putting things to you. But your leaders are not teaching you the secret city prophecies. They're not teaching you who, according to all the prophecies, Messiah said he is and why he comes, why he must return, why he must preach the gospel again, what he must do, my brothers and sisters, what he must perform in order to reconcile and heal the people again as one. Your leaders didn't tell you all these things. They taught you some lies like rapture doctrine, for instance. Or they tell you that people are just going to become magically delicious, just rise up and wake up to the truth. If they told you, my brothers and sisters, this is going to happen without a leader. If they told you this is going to happen, my brothers and sisters, without a shepherd, they lied to you. If they told you that any one of them, just because they tell you to confess the name of the Most High, that you suddenly automatically know him under their auspices, they lied to you. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you now, don't think there's going to be salvation according to the design of another. I said, don't think there'll be salvation according to the designs of another. For there's no question about it, my brothers and sisters, that the Savior only save and preserve those who agree with him. Did I say Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic? A lot of folks who call themselves Hebrew Israelite and say they keep Sabbaths and feasts and new moons. They say they keep the Torah, but can't agree. That's not keeping his law. And it's definitely not an agreement with him. And it's not a covenant. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The covenant was always that you expect the one who comes to expose all those, my brothers and sisters, who have caused divisions among our people. Do I need to repeat that? The covenant was always the expectation of Messiah, knowing that his people are the people who might one day awaken, have been scattered across all nations under other allegiances. The expectation, my brothers and sisters, was for the one who might relieve the people, heal them of all their double-mindedness, heal them of all their misallegiances, healing them of whatever allegiance they've been under that has been partial or perverse, tainted in any way against the Son and the fullness of what was declared by the law and the prophets. Messiah said, if you allow anybody to trick you against any part of the law and the prophets, he said, you shall not enter the kingdom of no case into the kingdom of Yah. It means that you, wherever your leaders have declared alternate expectations, alternate aspirations and dreams, under allegiances to them, wherever, my brothers and sisters, you've been tricked not to seek the absolute truth and sad, become satisfied with any of the illusions of man, my brothers and sisters, that's to fall short of overcoming the world. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High is not going to take any of the misconceits of this world into his holy kingdom. This might sound like a harsh idea, my brothers and sisters, but think about it. The scriptures always said that he's going to have to gather his people from the midst of all nations. Do you think that he's going to bring people from the midst of all nations so they can all have a potpourri together in their differences and contentions? Did the Most High declare all these various nations? Did he declare all these various denominations? My brothers and sisters, absolutely not. All the institutions of man as we see them today have in so many ways been obstacles against you discerning the word that the Most High declared from the beginning, obstacles against your understanding the covenant that he declared from the beginning. Did they tell you about the one called Shiloh in Isaiah 49? Oh, excuse me. Is Isaiah 49 and Genesis 49? Did they tell you about the one out of the tribe of Judah the Most High said was sent as a lawgiver? Do you think it is lawful or lawless that men have been subject to the diverse designs of so many? That's lawlessness. An absolute law, my brothers and sisters, is not broken after the varying ideas of man. The law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not variant. It's not darkness. Let me see if I can explain that. The law of the Most High, the scripture talks about those who dwelt in darkness in the last days to see a great light. Well, that great light is an invariant light, my brothers and sisters. It doesn't have anything to decrease its brilliance. None of the contradictions, none of the misopinions, none of the compromises, none of the hypocrisies of man in it. That's what it means to overcome the world. Scripture says his people will speak no lies, do no iniquity. And it said, my brothers and sisters, people that have no deceit in their mouths, this is the people that he shall keep without harm. Zephaniah 3:13. He says, that people, my brothers and sisters, he would bring to call upon his name with one consent. No divisions among them. What made people ever believe the Most High will save folks who didn't agree with him? Do people just automatically assume that they agree with him after what? Any one of 45,000 denominations in this world? That's absurd. Like I say, if you're in a courtroom, and even there are three or four testimonies that vary, there's still a debate as to what is the truth. How is it that men see 45,000 denominations, and many of them just turn around and say, well, hey, many just turn around and say, it's beyond me. And aren't even willing to ask the Most High for genuine fullness of direction. If they found it, might not be willing to hearken to it. They're satisfied to be called believers by someone who, my brothers and sisters, himself, who does not believe, who is only concerned about his pulpit or his throne to be esteemed by men. And my brothers and sisters, so many have been conned. Yes, conned out of their very souls by men who are trained to stand just about in front of any congregation or any denomination just to say they preside because they had a DDS, dumb, dopey, and stupid, Doctor Divine Science, a Doctor Divinity degree. Our brothers and sisters, don't allow this society and this indiscriminate nature demanding that you not discern the difference between good and evil. Don't allow it to take away from you from the basic common sense the Most High birthed you with. You talked the other night about how this society, my brothers and sisters, dupes mankind. Born from the womb, speaking lies. How about born from the womb, hearing and seeing and replicating the misprogramming, the misorientations, the illusions that this world offers? And many of my brothers and sisters refusing to honor the Most High for the fullness that He is have just simply chosen to be complacent. Even desire, my brothers and sisters, to be called wise in the darkness. What do I mean by that? Rather than seek the perfect light to come into the light, they will look for comfort in a land of ignorance. Among those, my brothers and sisters, who either do not know or are not concerned about discerning the truth. And they actually believe, my brothers and sisters, that such souls who are satisfied with this indiscriminate thinking will be acceptable unto the kingdom of Yah. Where He said, yes, His people must love and seek Him with all their minds, hearts, souls, and might. That we all discern, my brothers and sisters, His will together. He said we must all seek him with all our minds, hearts, soul, and might. Love Him with all our minds, hearts, soul, and might. For all that is His will. That there be no divisions among us. And this is how we show genuine love to our brother. Well, then, my brothers and sisters, those who don't understand that kind of love, their will to be justified in their indiscriminate thinking, their will to be justified having the esteem of so many cross currents of humanity's misdevices. Prefer, my brothers and sisters, that there be none to discern an absolute. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, Isaiah 59th chapter says Messiah will in fact exact a standard. And all who despise that standard will be counted enemies. Acts 3:18-23 says He will bring restoration, restitution, remembrance of all things according to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of His holy prophets since the world began. Whoever would not hearken, cut off from among the people. Whoever is not willing to seek all that is necessary that we reason together will not be forgiven, my brothers and sisters, will not partake of the good of the land. Oh, I'm talking about Isaiah 1:18-20. There's a reason why Messiah said in Matthew 28:18-20. He talked about the idea about, hey, go forth and teach all nations everything. He didn't say partial standards would save anyone. Did you hear me? He did not say partial standard would make anyone whole. He did not say partial standard would make anyone in all things acceptable. He said, if you allow anyone to make you think so, that He came to destroy the law and the prophets, so you'd be justified after a lesser standard. If you let anybody trick you against the law and the prophets, or cause you to think that He came to nullify the law of the Most High, that you'd be delivered in disagreement. He said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. And I got news for you. A whole lot of folks, my brothers and sisters, are going to be shocked one day to find out they never knew Messiah as He is, because they actually believed such folly. A lot to talk about concerning that, my brothers and sisters. Yes, there is. What was actually put away was the Levitical priesthood, Messiah being established as a priest, the sacrifices they offered. Most of the time, my brothers and sisters want the sacrifice of a human mind and heart. Men willing to submit their will and desires under His spirit and under His instruction. But quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, we live in a society today, and that's the last thing men want to open their hearts to allow to be disciplined. Everybody wants to run to institutions that will comfort them according to their own designs, but it's time to stop this pretense. The Most High is not divided. Did you hear me? I said the Most High is not divided. He did not say He would sanction and call His people folks who cannot agree or who cannot reason. It's time to stop the pretense. Pastors told you saved because you're under their congregation, call upon the name of the Most High according to their ideal. Let me tell you something. I'll say again to you. Messiah is not going to save anyone but those who agree with him. And believe me, 45,000 denominations can't agree with one another. Definitely don't agree with him. Isaiah 45, woe to those who strive with the maker, potsherds of the earth, who strive with other potsherds of the earth, broken pots, who never hold on to the fullness of the truth. We never hold on to the fullness of a covenant. Potsherds striving against other potsherds of the earth. None of them worthy to be called genuine vessels under the Most High. Daring to think that the purpose the Most High has for his people is according to their own designs as if they command him. Well, Messiah won't succumb to the bribe to go along with such politicizations, to teach such lying doctrine. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Messiah will not capitulate to seek to comfort men after so much vanity. He will bring his people back to the Most High. I did not say to the compromises after the compromises of men, not for a price nor for a bribe. And the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, allegiance to him will not be according to the varying standards of men. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, prepared to hear that? Because the truth of the matter, men have been lied to. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, I regret to say, who love the lie. Like I said, they under misorientations where there's so much lack of knowledge, they seek comfort in the darkness, desiring that no one discern that what they've been compelled to trust, compelled to befriend, compelled to call worthy to be called in allegiance, my brothers and sisters, has not been the light, but has indeed, my brothers and sisters, been the perpetuity of darkness. Not the love of Yah at all, because it hadn't really genuinely been the love of the truth. Compelling men to believe that without the truth, that they still have worshiped Yah. My brothers and sisters, this world is so filled with detours, depravity, and lies and compromises. The men dare to think that there's salvation after all these multitudinal atrocities, then they absolutely have no hope. Messiah said, I make no petition, speaking to his father. So I make no petition for the world. Those who would trust in this confusion as if it were worthy unto peace, as if it were worthy unto peace with the Most High. He said, I make no request for them. Well, guess what? A lot of you have been taught an entirely false faith that has caused you to do exactly that, to ask for peace with the Most High after all the differences of your own indiscriminate and negligent rather than diligent minds. Just a fact, my brothers and sisters, and the scripture never said that the indiligent mind, not seeking utmost discretion, would make its election, his election sure. You look at 2 Kepher, 2 Peter, 1st chapter, 1:10, 1 through 10:11. It's by your diligence, desire for the truth, attaining knowledge, growing in the knowledge, the grace of the Most High, the knowledge of him, the law of him, that you escape the misrule of man. Showing, like one scripture says, because you love righteousness and hated iniquity, see, I give you oil of gladness greater than all your fellows. Did he say in Hebrews first? Concerning Messiah, he said, listen, he said, and it's also in the Psalms, he said, because you love righteousness, in other words, love the fullness of what is divine will, all that pleases and appeases him, the fullness of his truth. He said, because you love righteousness and hated iniquity. How about all forms of injustice? He said, I will give you the oil of gladness. How about the oil of, how about the truth, my brothers and sisters? How about the anointing of the Most High? Greater than all your fellows. How about to discern righteousness, my brothers and sisters, more so than all others?
Well, I want you to consider something, my brothers and sisters. I want you to consider something. Did he say the great anointing from the Most High would come to those who have no preference? For the fullness of truth? Time we wake up, my brothers and sisters. There are those who would prefer to believe that after, let's just say, even in subjection under institutions of man that never sought the whole truth. What do I mean by that? I said, let me see if I can explain it to you this way. So many institutions of man exist today because man in his fallen short of divine consciousness of being bribed to think that he could be blessed by something less has allowed, my brothers and sisters, so much corruption infiltrate the minds and hearts. Men falling away from discerning what indeed is the standard of the Most High have been compelled to follow after institutionality, gang mentality, falling after total complete misconceits, to believe that after men have established institutions ignorant to the knowledge of the Most High and command men to follow them, that they have worshipped what? The Most High? Compelled them to believe in the comfort of indiscriminate thinking, that they know Yah. What does scripture say? My brother, this is Matthew. Many will find out they never knew him. Why? Because they have been and walked that path the way, and they were inundated by a multitude of false prophets teaching all manner of diverse testimony and never realized the need to seek the absolute will of the Most High, that they might be true to him. I say again to you, my brothers and sisters, Messiah is not going to sanction as saved or confirmed through his name anyone but those who agree with him. And it's an insane man who would believe that all these various denominations out here and all these pastors teaching all kind of different doctrine are agreed with him. They're not. They're liars. Bastards, my brothers and sisters, who never sought discipline themselves to the fullness that is necessary. How do you think they could ever teach you? The covenant is the Most High said that he would write and describe and teach his law upon the minds and hearts of his people. That means you must know that if your leaders are hiding you something from you, and they are, that you have to seek the Most High to find out what it is. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand. The scriptures tell us in the last days, men are going to find out. What does it say in Isaiah 28? It talks about the testimony of the Most High being line upon line, precept upon precept, and many not having the precepts with which to understand and recognize that it is him. Been beguiled by their leaders. Foundation has to be laid again, it says in Isaiah 28. It says, when the foundation is laid, it'd be a terror for men to understand the report, that they didn't have it. It'd be a terror, vexation for men to understand the report. Cloth too short, warp weak, insufficient for a garment. It means that the doctrines that you believe, something was desperately missing, but the Most High is going to judge mankind according to all that decreed from the very beginning. He said he would bring about consumption to turn upon the whole earth. Why? Because all mankind, my brothers and sisters, must come to revere him. And his very name means he is all and everything that he is. And that did not say that he would be defined by the partialities that men have considered or sought after to create and call sufficient. Did you hear my brothers? The scripture says Messiah, when he appears, is going to tell folks this whole world is falling short of the glory. The apostle Shaul said that the apostle Shaul said in so many ways it be. He said it'd be falling away from the faith. He said if men find out falling short of the glory of Yah, how about falling short of what honors Yah? He said when Messiah comes, men will learn again how to honor him. Wow. Why do people think that what they have right now in all these different honors, Yah? Have you ever stopped to consider that these leaders have taught you whatever they will that you honor them? And you were warned not to allow any man out of the principalities and powers of this world to twist your concept of what is divine law?
Colossians 2 relates it. How is it, my brothers and sisters, men have been so quick to seek merely after whatever appeases their own minds and hearts, not even knowing the Messiah must come to establish an exact and absolute standard, not only the word, my brothers and sisters, but according to the truth of his meaning as it was decreed from the beginning, eternal, never to change, irrevocable. If they didn't teach you to seek that day, or count it a blessing, to look forward to that day, then what have they compelled you to do? Call it, look at all the variant ideals in the world today and sit back and say, hallelujah. If this is your salvation, this is the best you could ever imagine, best that you would desire. Men left indiscriminate, my brothers and sisters, and still saying they're true to the name of the Most High. All these contradictions, incapable of cooperating or reasoning together, and you figure that's the best the Most High has to offer, because that's the best you can see. My brothers and sisters, we were warned that we should prepare ourselves to be able to stand before the Son of Man, before whom your rulers won't be able to stand. And that means, my brothers and sisters, your faith must be beyond their multitude of variant differences. You must seek the Most High for the truth they're not telling you. Even if it means in finding that truth that there are a lot of folks in a lot of these churches want to kick you out. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, they're not churches. They're worldly institutions that still harbor within them lies that they want to preserve that stand against men discerning the greater dimensions of truth. Not the church at all, the true church, true those truly called out from the world by the Most High desires to see his will, my brothers and sisters, are not so easily beguiled. Nor are they so easily satisfied. Mm-hmm. Like I say, men have been lied to. They say there's one Savior, but they sit back and say there's a whole lot of different forms of instruction, variant ideals and instructions, expectations, after which men still might what preserve? Not even knowing how to cooperate, not even an allegiance unto the same goal. That's a damn lie. Just going to tell you what it is. Scripture says those who believe lies, those who believe such pretenses shall be damned. How can they be one? The word damn means separated from the will of Yah. Separated from his will, my brothers and sisters, be also separated from the way of his kingdom. And he said already, we talked about this last night. Whoever will not know his ways shall not enter into his rest. Will not know his ways. Will not enter into his rest, not enter into his peace. No one will enter into his peace who will not know his ways. And we dare to say 45,000 different directions established by men upon faulty foundation, never telling the whole truth is his ways. The work of his spirit. My brothers and sisters, men have asked for the spirit, but have lied against the very spirit of the Most High. Insulted the gift of the Most High, insulted the Most High himself, and thought they praised him because they were under devils in the first place and refused to know it or refused to find out. There's a lot of things I'm telling you right now that are on my website, hiddengospel.com. Articles like Early Church Origin, The Secret City Prophecies, I said hiddengospel.com, hiddengospel.com. Articles there, my brothers and sisters, that relate to secret things. The scripture said in advance your leaders would hide from you. And it never said, my brothers and sisters, that those who are willing to sanction only part of the word according to their leaders, it never said that they would be delivered or preserved. Why should Most High preserve something that's in a man that would cause him to reason irrationally against the greater testimony of Yah? He said the kingdom of Yah is like unto one who had lost, let's just say had found the 10th coin that was lost and went forth and called all to rejoice with her when she found it, when she had found that which is lost. How is it that today, my brothers and sisters, when you start talking about the things that man has forgotten for so long, so many of my brothers and sisters prefer it that none remember, prefer to ignore it entirely, that men be called justified after damnable standards, my brothers and sisters, that have not shown a genuine and can't after, let's just say, perpetuating such compromise and hypocrisy, can't show a love of the truth Can't show a love of the truth. Can't show a love for Yah. Your oath unto him is a damn lie. And the Most High is nobody's fool. I'm just telling you, he said you don't swear by his name after anybody's vanity. You must seek him for the fullness of his will. He did not say that you can call upon his name according to what seems wise in your own heart and be delivered or preserved. He didn't say you preserve any man's vanities or misconceits. You must be led by him. You must be taught by him. You must be refined by him. You must be purged of the misconceits of this world, gathering discretion by him. My brothers and sisters, your pastors, a bunch of bastards. True refinement from the Most High, discipline from the Most High is not what they have wanted, nor is it what they would desire that you have. And if it was what they wanted, I know a lot of folks might say I'm a little harsh the way I speak, but you know what? If they cared about you, they direct you to hear the words that I'm talking to you about right now and those things you find on my website, that you seek them fully. Because I defy anyone, I repeat, I defy anyone who wants to call himself so-called spiritual to look across my website, look at the principles and the ideas that are there and tell me that they are not ratified entirely by scripture. I repeat, I defy anyone to show me whether there's any irrationality in it. That might sound like a very hard statement, but I say it for my brothers and sisters because I know where I got my words from. And it was not from someone irrational. It was not from men. My brothers and sisters, there's a lot of truth contained in the scriptures that only if you finally attuned the ways of the Spirit, do you see how so much of what the Most High said is so beautifully, beautifully, my brothers and sisters, connected. Every word reinforcing every other word, and every word reinforcing every other word. Most High told me to know what's said and not know why it is said to miss the point. Well, I'll simply say today this to you, my brothers and sisters. A lot of folks don't want that fullness of a word because it does prove foolish to the precepts of men. A lot of folks, like I said, 2 Timothy 4:3, hey, don't want to hear sound, solid doctrine, everything integrated solidly together. Don't want that. Having itching ears, preferring fables. One scripture says in Isaiah 30, hey, don't want to hear a true prophet. Want the words of the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us while they take counsel from another. The Most High calls them false sons because they won't hear his instruction, but they will hear somebody else's. And dare to call it a word from Yah. They say, woe to those who are wise and prudent in their own sight, who call bitter for take bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, call evil good and good evil, while they despise the command of the Holy One of Israel, my brothers and sisters. It says woe to them for a reason. Did they teach you the secret city prophets? Did they teach you the truth of how Messiah shall appear? I said, my brothers and sisters, from a city on this earth, he shall rebuke a whole world. Did they teach you about that? Well, you need that article on my website called Secret City Prophecies. They tell you why he comes. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the Most High no longer be misrepresented. If you don't know anything about that, my brothers and sisters, you need that article on my website, The Gospel of Shiloh. Need that article, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Because, quite frankly, the early church knew full well the Messiah would come to a world fully fallen away from the righteousness of Yah. Did you hear me? That Messiah would come to a world fully fallen away from the righteousness of Yah, and the Messiah would have to restore it himself. He is the promised one called the heir of righteousness, whom the Most High said that he would teach that others also might. Brothers and sisters, be restored. If they didn't teach you that, they didn't teach you the gospel at all. They didn't teach you the faith. They didn't teach you the expectation. Or did they tell you that faith in Yah is according to all the various different nations, denominations, cultures, social, economic, pseudo-religious standards across the whole world? That's faith in Yah, our brothers and sisters. I can only tell you that the devil delights in the idea that many know his name. and do not know, nor do they discern what it means when Most High says, I am that, I am everything, when, where, everything that I am. That my brothers and sisters would dare to call some of everything that the Most High is not a thought from him. Because they simply, my brothers and sisters, have not discerned his thoughts, his will, his ideals, and that with which he is pleased. You can't honor the Most High, my brothers and sisters. You can't be true to him according to a multitude of varying standards. Yet people call the multitude of various standards what? Christianity? Yes, my brothers and sisters, it is what the pagans would have called Christianity. Got news for you. 500 years before the birth of Messiah, pagans would call themselves Christians because they followed after the idea of a Christ or a Christos who was the anointed of all the pagan gods of Rome and Greece. They took away from him the title of the one, my brothers and sisters, that the early church knew as the Kyrie after the anointing of one. The righteous went after the anointing of one to declare the will of one, exposing all the mysteries of all others. Their goal, my brothers and sisters, wasn't for you to become discerning, realizing that deliverance from sin is deliverance from all that divides our people. Scripture says Messiah is going to come. It's going to be a terror for many to understand the report, to discern the report, to believe the report. Because he will declare a testimony that will show that all your leaders, yes, my brothers and sisters, have been deceivers in some way, form, or fashion. If they told you that you were saved, delivered, according to a testimony that is not complete, how could that testimony be complete? The scripture says Messiah will be the one to remember all these things first in the latter days. How could they teach you a covenant, my brothers and sisters, when they don't teach you all that the early church believed and expected? All of the saints of old believed and expected. If they so misled you that it were these words taught, the first thing you would do is argue. And you believe that's a covenant with Yah. I say, my brothers and sisters, think again. You truly do need articles like on my website, hiddengospel.com, The Secret City Prophecies. Anything that you don't understand, you need to be asking. You can find. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, right there in the chat, hey, hiddengospelsite@yahoo.com is an email address of mine. On my website, yes, it does entertain questions, hiddengospel.com. The article there, I believe, my brothers and sisters, is quite replete with information, more than enough to see the evidence of that which I speak, that the scriptures speak of it from Genesis to Revelation, in terms of the true scenario about how Messiah shall appear, why, and for what for. My brothers and sisters don't discern that at all, because they actually believe that Messiah was going to save a bunch of folks who don't agree with him. Do you think they all agree with him when they can't agree with one another? Think again. Ah, my brothers and sisters, what are those who refuse to believe that Yah is one? What are those who think he's... I had one lady actually tell me, she's insane. You don't believe the Most High is that picky. When he said, don't even think that even the smallest letter of his law pass away till all should be brought to bear. We ought to expect the fullness of his will. I know what the Most High told me directly. He said, until I see everything that he has decreed come to pass, keep looking. Keep expecting, keep waiting for, keep preparing for it, because it will all come to pass. If they told you this, my brothers and sisters, that all should seek this absolution, this pinnacle of truth, the Most High says he expects of us all, then many of my brothers and sisters wouldn't be so easily snared after your leaders who only mislead you. He said, man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. You mean man, they actually believe he can disagree with the Most High on any point and still be called a believer, still be found worthy to be preserved? The Most High is not going to preserve any obstacle against his people discerning and knowing his ways and will. Wake up and understand, my brothers and sisters. All must be converted. How do you say you should be converted in Matthew 28:18-20? He said, teach them everything he commands. Do you think people are converted after partiality? That they fully exceeded misconceits of this world, that their allegiances have transcended all those who hide the truth from you after a partial word, a polluted word, a tainted word, huh? A total miscontrivance converted? No, not so, my brothers and sisters. To be converted is to know there's a greater truth in what your leaders have told you, and you need it all. And that he is the one unto whom all this power, authority, discretion has been given, that it might be taught by his spirit to those who would seek him truthfully. In other words, my brothers and sisters, he was saying, what scripture the Holy Spirit does, teach all things, no lie in it, bring all things to remembrance. It didn't say you find this, the magnitude of truth after any other. Isaiah 47 says, hey, your wind tells the whole world your wisdom has deceived you. You said the Most High is and that he is none else, but you're wearied in a multitude of corrupt ways. Isaiah 57 said you walked after your leaders who fatally flattered you and didn't even realize the need to cease. Even mocking the Most High, my brothers and sisters, even mocking the Most High, following after those too greedy to tell you the truth. Too greedy after their own pulpits and thrones, their unjust gain. Yes, the pulpits and thrones they established unto unjust gain, all walking after their own quarter. It said they wouldn't tell the truth that you need to know. It said they're all liars, my brother and sister, the very last one of them. Book of Jacob, they call James, says, hey, you may, if your faith is in the Most High, you must seek what is before him, a perfect, complete, and complete work. Any double-mindedness seeking after less is another allegiance called instability and not worthy to receive anything from him. And yet you ask him for his spirit, his Holy Spirit, that reproves all error. What, to preserve error? To believe that's why the Messiah came, that error be preserved. He said he come to put away sin. How about every misconceit that divides and causes misopinion, unbelief among his people? The scriptures of no private interpretation, my brothers and sisters. In other words, nobody can take it as they will, not seeking the whole truth, and stand before him who is called the day spring from on high, the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, the one who is the first and the last, who declares from the beginning what is eternal. He said, if you add or take away anything from his word, you're not worthy. If you're not willing, if you're willing, and you're willing to add or take away from any part of his word, it says you're not willing to read Revelation 22 through 21. What have the churches taught people to do? Think they can partialize word and still be welcome unto his kingdom. A damn lie. Got to tell it like it is, my brothers and sisters. A prophet is sent to speak what others would not. The variant thoughts of men can't save. Yeah, I hope and pray that you will hear me closely, my brothers and sisters. Can't save anyone. Most High did not save, preserve contentions. He did not save, preserve a massive argument. But he did save, says he reached to this. And his brother and sister, you will find that after any other, but in agreement with him. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. In other words, no man finds the peace that he gives, not as the world giveth, but by his direct instruction, and that is why I must return. And yes, my brothers and sisters, that is the one the scriptures speak of when it says that he will come saying, listen to me, O you owls. Hey, there's no peace to the lawless. Hearken to me, O you nations. Let my people renew their strength. He says he has to, under the power of the Most High, subdue all the kings and misrule the whole world. Most High has given him a mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart, that honors the Most High, shows again what honors him, to bring his people back to him, I said, beyond everyone who would dishonor in any way. To turn, my brothers and sisters, men from their transgressions, from all misconceits, who would turn from transgression, because I got news for you, there's a lot of folks who want to see transgression, all manner of lawlessness preserved, that they not be discerned as the wicked. But the scripture says Messiah will not judge according to what, hey, listen to me, the wickedness of this present global matrix. Most High told me all you see out here today, hey, it's just another somebody's social misorientation. It's an illusion. And he said his people, my brothers and sisters, well, he warned them, woe to those who strive against their maker. Woe to those who believe in another matrix, another form of gospel, another way that they think might be peace. Yeah, my brothers and sisters, the very word for matrix actually relates to womb or maker. Most High wants his people to be born again, to discern, my brothers and sisters, after his instruction, not after the instruction of another. Galatians said, if any man calls another word the way of peace, the gospel, the pure, perfect word that unto the kingdom of Yah, if any man preaches any other word, let him be accursed. 45,000 denominations, all saying something different. Claiming to be salvation, I can't even tell you that Messiah must come to restore a pure, perfect word. It was all a damn lie. It was never a covenant. A multitude of diverse doctrines was never a covenant. And if they didn't tell you what you should be expecting, as the early church knew, 2 Thessalonians told you that the principalities and powers of this world, precious principalities and powers of this world, Colossians said the same. They would come in and take over among your churches, hiding the truth from you, pretending to be godly. That's the mystery of iniquity. You don't recognize that they're all wicked. That's the strong delusion. You don't recognize that they are lawless because they hide the law from you. They hide the light from you. So a lot of folks want to pretend that they're wise in the darkness. My brothers and sisters, this is treachery of the utmost, most devilish kind. And that's exactly what the scripture says when Messiah appears from that city in Isaiah 24 and 10 through 16. It says when he comes and he reveals the wickedness of the nations, the righteous one, when he comes, reveals, expose the wickedness of the nations, to declare the righteous, my brothers and sisters, that will cast away all tears from off all eyes. The people will discern that it has been a mystery to them just how treacherous their rulers have been. It's time to discern the truth, my brothers and sisters. You won't know where they have lied to you till you find the truth that you should have always had. You won't find out where they robbed you, even whole nations, till you find out the truth that you didn't have, that you should have. My brothers and sisters, if your leaders were true, they would have told you. But the scriptures tell us in advance, you're going to find out your leaders have been too doggone greedy. Like I said, about the authority of their pulpits and thrones, the double-mindedness of their misallegiances, more concerned about their denominational, national, whatever else titles of misorder and dishonor. It doesn't honor the Most High, brothers and sisters, sit back and talk about more than one allegiance in Yah. The scriptures talk about those in Revelation 6, chapter 7, talk about those who are sealed with the name of the Most High will overcome the marks of the beast, of all those who won't reason as one, the standards of the nations, those, the various polluted, compromised, contradicting standards of the nations are the marks of the beast. Because if men were willing to reason as men, remember all things the Most High said must be remembered beyond all transgression, they would look at all these contradictions and know that is not the work of the one Most High. May sound like hard words, my brothers and sisters, may sound like hard words, but the truth is simply what it is. Truth, my brothers and sisters, is simply what it is. And the Most High will not be destabilized, my brothers and sisters, to call a pack of man's presumptuous devices his word. Scripture talks about taking upon yourself his word, his engrafted word, his invariant light. Is able to save your souls. Man created to be a habitation of the Holy Spirit, a habitation of the testimony, the love of Yah, according to his will, not according to the designs of another. How many understand that you must be purged of every worldly misconceit, that your mind finally at last be free? Every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men, well, think about it. The scripture says Most High, and the word of Messiah is spoken, is the word that was declared from the beginning, eternal. How do you think, my brothers and sisters, that all these alternate institutions exist, but that men have not discerned that initial light? Men have forgotten that way of truth. It says the way of peace they know not. In Isaiah 59 and 8. Understanding is departed from the mind, salvation far from us. Wow, people want to hear that? Or do they just want to believe somebody just telling them they have salvation only to find out in a very horrific way. Suddenly, my brothers and sisters, they knew nothing. Never knew Yah as he is. All they knew is knew Yah as he is. Never knew Messiah as he is. All they knew was the word of false prophets who speak after another spirit to hide the truth from you. Twist your mind that you don't discern the truth. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters. Truly, I do. And the only way we're going to thank him truly, my brothers and sisters, is show that we are thankful for the greater truth when it is revealed, that we might have our conscience snapped, that we might reason true to him and have the spell of illusions wrenched from our minds, rejected and regurgitated from our very being, that only that which is good can remain. My brothers and sisters, it's been Eddie Miam, Members Ministries. Tell you now, website, hiddengospel.com, articles like Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectations, Secret City Prophecies, Tribulation 7365 AD, Gospel of Shiloh, Remember the Promise, Thoughts and Afterthoughts on Contradiction versus Diction. Woe to the Shepherds, all these, I promise you, my brothers and sisters, are nourishment for your souls. The nourishment you haven't been getting. I know what the Most High told me, to listen to him or somebody make a fool of you. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm offering what the Most High definitely has shown me. I didn't say somebody else, I said the Most High. I know where I got this from. I've seen his kingdom enough times, my brothers and sisters, to see the synchronicity of it, to try to open the minds now, presently, today, that their vision might be shared among men. Most High told me I will know what it is to be with him, and then they will know. Messiah said, for their sakes, I am sanctifying myself. I know Most High won't be my brothers and sisters until he has an offering in this world of people that will be true to him. I would admonish you to know this. I would admonish you to know that we all have an obligation in the Most High to seek the utmost truth, that we not blind our brothers and sisters. For how else, my brothers and sisters, shall Most High look upon the people orderly with one love, but that they do indeed, my brothers and sisters, discern what is one love. Life has no contradiction in it. Most High, his concept of life, my brothers and sisters, is not terminal. And it is eternal existence, my brothers and sisters, again, because there's no confusion, no contradiction, no misopinion in it. So it is, my brothers and sisters, for a people that he would call true, worthy of his name. No lies. Speaking no lies, doing no iniquity, no inequity, knowing what indeed is divine justice, knowing his law by his grace. my brothers and sisters, man has fallen away from the truth of the covenant for a very long time, and the prophecies say the Messiah himself will restore it. If you don't want to believe that, don't want to believe there's something that needs to be remembered that has been long forgotten. Our brothers and sisters, you will always be one less negligent and forgetful. Knowing that my returns bring to remembrance much that has been forgotten should be a reason, an impetus, an admonishment to you, even my brothers and sisters, a faithful warning, that you must seek the Most High and all his precepts so that when his truth is granted to you, you have something to grab hold to. What does scripture say? Isaiah 28, his word is line upon line, precept upon precept, but who's going to understand his report? Meaning that because most never had the precepts of a sure foundation, when he speaks, many are taught to believe otherwise. Blocks in the minds, unable to believe. In fact, my brothers and sisters still left for the multitude of debates a lot of confusion in their minds that they cannot follow him wherever he would lead. Today, my brothers and sisters, who the Most High will confirm to you the voice of one he has given authority, that you might discern, my brothers and sisters, the need to seek him for the wisdom he offers you. So I'm telling you now, my brothers and sisters, consider what Yohanan, the one they call the Baptist, John the Baptist, did. He knew full well the Messiah would come with a greater testimony than his own. And he compelled the people, my brothers and sisters, to prepare for it, that they might be made one, comforted. How about, my brothers and sisters, repentant beyond whatever institutionality has shut down their minds? Prepared, my brothers and sisters, to be compelled to seek the wisdom of God beyond all that ordinary worldly rulers would inspire. That our warfare and contentions come to an end, that we might be healed as a people. And he said, one called the righteous, one likened to the rising sun would do this. Isaiah 41. One called the Son of Righteous would arise to bring forth this healing. Malachi 4:2. Revelation 7:2. One called the angel from the rising sun. Angel, meaning king, rising sun. One who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure, would do this. Luke 1:8, called Messiah, the day spring from on high. Some tell say sunrise. Did you know that Zechariah 6:12 talks about Messiah and calls him like one who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness? Post-exilic prophet Zechariah was. And he spoke about Messiah being called by that such a title in the latter days. Shiloh, the lawgiver. Oh, you need a law, my brothers and sisters, in order to be gathered together. Genesis 49, 1 through 8 through 12. Like I said, the Most High told me to know what's said and not know why it says, and missed the point. And I got news for my brothers and sisters. There's a whole lot of folks who might not, well, let's put it to you this way. There's a lot of folks who have understood through the course of history when they hearken to the Most High that not having read all the things said by the prophet, because they got the point, they could discern the testimony. I'm not saying that you shouldn't seek all the word. I'm saying that you should. But I can't tell you how many times it's been, my brothers and sisters, that I began to read the words of the prophets or the words of the apostles and read the first few sentences, and it could have predicted and told you everything else said in the rest of the doggone letter. Because it all fit, it all added up. If it's me, it's like, if this, then this, then that, then that, then this. And it was, I thank the Most High that when he was guiding me through such things, recognizing that he does nothing without reason, I thank him that he compelled me to see before I even had a chance to read the words to show that I was, like I said, being led by him, that he was opening my mind to see beyond all the crooked paths that men have laid. But isn't that, my brothers and sisters, what he said he would do? Men have laid for themselves a lot of crooked paths, trying to make sure the people would detour and never saw the truth. My brothers and sisters, none of this was ever the way of salvation. We need to thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, every time that he snaps our minds. We not be so easily led astray by those who would. All my brothers and sisters would even presume that everybody is just so gullible. I saw some people call themselves pastors just last night. It sickened my guts. It was absolutely disgusting to me to see the attitudes of so many of them. One walked up and told me, saying that she was unequivocally called to speak the unadulterated, sure word of the gospel. Pagan to the core, but proud and actually acting like everybody's such a fool. I told straight out, you don't know what's in the book. Quite frankly, if you did know, you wouldn't preach it. My brothers and sisters, You really need to understand what Messiah is saying in Matthias 7th chapter. He's going to tell a whole lot of folks who thought they praised in his name, honored his name. He said, keep away from me, I never knew you. Hey. It's saying, my brothers and sisters, he didn't like what you said, what you taught, didn't like what you believed. I'll say that to a whole lot of folks. And until they're willing to accept the idea that their testimony was not from him, they might not ever be granted the opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to hear and discern his testimony. Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. Wow. How many will be humble enough, my brothers and sisters, to find out and accept that so much what they believed have been the teachings of another? I know Isaiah 26, 12 to 13 talks about many who will one day be found worthy of redemption, will make admission that other lords, other peoples, let's put it this, instructions at one time had dominion over them. But now by Yah, even by Messiah himself, true to his name, will they make an oath unto his name. In other words, to be led by him. I didn't say another. How many of my brothers and sisters are looking forward to the coming of that one who will expose and prove foolish so much of what men have commonly believed? If that's not your expectation, you're satisfied with the multitude of illusions, contradictions we see in the world today, well, you already have your fate already settled. You must, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of this confusion, look for what will bring an end to it. If not, well, the scripture says, without hope, without Yah, without the hope of the Savior and in the world, no hope has anyone who is seek to be justified by injustice, indiscriminate thinking, negligence, treachery, deceit, and confusion. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He didn't say, my brothers and sisters, men come to the Father by something otherwise. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and under his praise always, seeking all that he has decreed, that we might be one with all those, as the scripture says, men made perfect. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. I thank you all for listening. Under his name, under his sovereignty, under his might, under his authority, recognize, my brothers and sisters, it is inherently, irrevocably true to all that he spoke from the beginning as a foundation to declare what is throughout all eternity wise. Under his name, my brothers and sisters, under whom is the only hope of discerning redemption. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, my brothers and sisters, yes, I do, for listening. Let others know a word like this is being taught. Check out my website. Find out you how you can help with this ministry. How you can, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, nobody can really help with this ministry until they discern what it's about. I had somebody tell me the other day that, you know, he wanted to know when this show comes on so that they could support, so they could support this ministry. But I wanted to tell him and didn't get a chance to because the conversation was cut off. Ultimately, nobody can support this ministry, my brothers and sisters, those who also can understand this ministry. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Give honor to the Most High. Seek all that makes him. In fact, my brothers and sisters, according to all that is his purpose, pleased. Have a blessed night, my brothers and sisters. May the Most High guide your minds and heart and soul beyond those, my brothers and sisters, who have proved and they've been neglectful for so long that they don't really care my brothers and sisters, about the redemption of your soul. Their priorities, their institutions. My brothers and sisters, awaken beyond those who are not the children of Yah. Discern the truth.